Listen, I'm not embarrassed to admit, yes, we love you and love that we got to sit down and hear your story.
Then when I turned 7 years old, I was like, I'm going to be a singer. I want to be in entertainment. At 7 years old, I knew what I wanted to do.
So in case you didn't notice, we went to her show, one of the many things that she's now involved with.
Now, am I surprised by all the things I've gotten to do? Yeah, because when I started, I'm like, I just want to sing a song.
It's our 100th episode, and we got to spend some time with Jennifer Hudson now on The Pulse.
Remember the music.
Hey guys, I'm Bill Anderson, and welcome to a really special episode of The Pulse. I don't think that any of us believed when we started this show nearly 3 years ago that we would get to 100 episodes, and yet here we are. So we decided to do something a little bit different and exciting. We pitched this idea. Actually, my producers and the team said, we should do something pretty exciting. Let's see if we can get Jennifer Hudson to come on the show. Everyone was like, cool, great idea. And then somebody says, what if we went out to LA to spend some time with Jennifer Hudson on her set? Okay, I'm in if they're in. They said yes, they said let's do it, and so that's what we did. So today's episode, the 100th episode, we went out to LA, spent some time there, toured around, and got a chance to sit down with Jennifer Hudson. I hope you enjoy the 100th episode of The Pulse. I'm gonna just call her J-Hud now, because we're cool like that. First of all, thank you so much for letting me come share your space.
Thank you for being here. I'm happy to have you here.
This is very cool.
I hope you're enjoying yourself. Did you have fun?
I'm having a great time. So I sat through and watched one of your tapings.
Uh-huh.
Are you enjoying this as much as all the rest of us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like a group effort. The energy from the crowd lifts me up, and then I try to do the same for them and the guests. And my goal is for everyone to just be on one accord in positivity, celebrate each other, have a good time. You know what I mean? And even if you're not in a happy space, we can meet you where you are.
I feel like it's unfortunate that you can't be out. I mean, obviously, it's your show. The energy is because of you.
Wow, thank you.
But if you could sit out there and see what that was like.
That's a dream of mine. Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is that an episode?
To be able to experience it from the other side. I love perspective. Like, okay, I'm up here, but I want to experience it from the audience perspective.
I think you got a great team. I think we could figure that out.
They are awesome. Okay.
We'll do something.
There may be an episode.
Get you go and sit out there.
Yeah.
So on my show, mm-hmm.
The Pulse,
we just kind of talk about people's experiences and explore a lot of the same stuff that you do. So let's interview you.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool?
Yes.
All right. How'd you get into all this? When did you know entertainment was your thing?
Ooh, that's a great question. At an early age. Like, my mother used to keep all her kids in curricular activities. And my brother took piano, my sister took tap dance, and I took ballet. And then I modeled. But that was all before the age of 7. When I turned 7 years old, I was like, I'm going to be a singer. I want to be in entertainment. At 7 years old, I knew what I wanted to do. And once I set my attention and my focus on that, I didn't look back. And then God always gives a little bit more than what you ask for. And now I'm sitting here as a talk show. As well. And I've been blessed to experience so much more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been amazing.
I feel like at 7, even I thought I could sing. Now, we found at like 8, 9 that wasn't true. But even 7, I thought I would be a singer.
Right.
When did you know it was real?
You know, it took from others, like the way that the choir directors or the music teachers in school and beyond that took an interest in me and grew my talent, or even my fellow classmates and choir members, they're like, no, your talent is different, and the way people respond to you is different, and they would pluck me out and say, okay, listen to this young lady sing, or put her out there type of thing. And that's what made me notice, like, oh, I guess it is different. And then I come from a singing background. Like, my whole family sings, and I was a lap baby sitting in my godmother's lap in a choir stand singing in the choir, you know? So music was always around, and it's just a part of who I am and who we are.
So you had that confidence coming up even that young.
I guess so.
I can go.
Or the passion, if nothing else. But I was always a dreamer. And being young, my mother, you know, I was a busybody. And she used to always say, Jenny, you can't do everything now. And so I just grew up to still do it all, you know. But it was her who told me everything I could do. And she always said, whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. So whatever I think about, I try to do it.
You have to sit back on those kind of things and laugh. Like, think about that statement now.
Right.
Jenny, you can't do everything.
Everything.
Now you're EGOT.
Wow.
Just like saying that.
Wow.
You're the, what, the second youngest ever?
Well, the, I think, second African-American.
And then the youngest.
It's kind of iffy between me and John Legend, who's the youngest, because technically I'm the youngest out of all the EGOT winners.
Right.
But he won slightly at a younger age.
Yeah, but he's not here, so you're the youngest.
And he's not here, but John don't mind. He'll give it to me.
He's not here to argue about it. So
far, I'm the youngest.
Yes. So do you think back to that, you can't do everything, and now you've kind of done everything, and now you're moving into the next of everything.
Wow. Yeah, I do. And it's like, well, I'm doing it. But she also used to say you work well under pressure. And yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot to balance at times, but somehow it drives me. And I'm able to function through it all. And I'm grateful and blessed to be able to do everything that I love and share it with the world.
In looking back, we're kind of looking back mm-hmm. on things. I first, most people, first became aware of you with American Idol.
Yes.
Do you laugh sitting back? Oh, you got like seventh place at American
Proud
Idol.
Proud of it.
Right? Well, I mean, how
yes,
could you
sir.
Not now?
Seventh
so
place.
I saw seventh place, and then you ended up being like ranked in the top three
wow.
of all time oh. on American Idol.
Oh, thank you.
So seventh place, they were like, eh. Then three of all time.
Wow.
And now clearly that level of career.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just a look back and laugh moment, a proud of it moment?
All of it. Because God is a humorous God, and to see what he's allowed me to do and achieve. And a lot of times we look back at when you're in that moment, in that space, you think it's over. And it's like it's only the beginning. And I always say nothing is just. And American Idol was a huge platform for me to be able to, like, I always said I wanted to do it for the experience. And look at all the things mm-hmm. that I've gotten to experience because of, from the start of that experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I can't complain. I'm grateful. Now, am I surprised by all the things I've gotten to do? Yeah, because when I started, I'm like, I just wanted to sing a song.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you just wanted to sing. It wasn't about celebrity. It wasn't about stardom mm-hmm. initially.
As long as I was singing, I was happy. And even to this day, I don't care where it is, who it's for, it's going to get the same attention, respect, love, because that's just what I love to do. And I love people, which is why I'm here with my own talk show, which I'm grateful for, because I love being, it's nothing like seeing others being blessed from your blessings. And I've been blessed to do so much. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, this allows me to have a platform to put the light on someone else.
It's a very positive outlook you have
Thank
on
you.
All of this. Like
Thank
with
you.
All of that level of success mm-hmm. to now do a talk show. And I sat through it, you know, and you were, you know, there's multiple, let's say like a day-to-day kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yes.
That's work.
It is.
That's work. When they came to you and said, we think that you can do this talk show,
mm-hmm.
I've already got an Emmy, yeah, I got a Grammy, I got an Oscar, I got a Tony, okay. I got albums. I don't want to do that much. that's a lot of work.
See, the thing is, it's who I am. You know what I mean? Like, yes, it's work, but I'm no stranger to that because that's how I achieve all those other things. So that doesn't scare me away at all. But the biggest thing for me, I'm like, well, what, I get to sit on the couch? The only difference, at least to me, is like, this is something I would do anyway. I love people. So it's like, okay, roll the camera. Who you want me to talk to? Because in my family, either we gonna talk you down or sing you down, okay? Or both at the same time. And that's what we do here at The Happy Place.
Okay. Everybody has their own blessings. I feel yeah. like God gives everybody different gifts.
Yes.
God didn't let me sing because he knew I didn't know what to do with it. Like, if I could sing, I probably wouldn't interview people. I'd just be singing questions all the time.
You know what? Okay. Yeah. I feel you. I may do that sometimes. I may still that.
Yeah, because you've got that level of talent.
Thank you.
I would like to think you and I are friends now, but mm-hmm. we just met.
Yes.
I think it's different. You're doing a talk show. Or tell me if it's different. You're doing a talk show. A lot of these people that you're sitting down talking to are actually your friends,
yes.
you know, or peers or people that you interact with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it better, more challenging?
I think it can make it better at times because it's just friends sitting here having a conversation. I think mm-hmm. it makes the show that much more authentic to me. Because it's like it's allowing people to get a even more in-depth experience just watching us be as we are as friends. Only difference is they get to see it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times you may see people together, but you don't get context and story and the background. but having a show when a friend of mine is a guest, you just get to see us be girlfriends or friends and talk about our lives and our experiences and, you know, how we know each other and things like that.
It's comfortable doing that,
yeah.
Just having those conversations, because you've been on the other side of those kind
and
of conversations.
And that part, yeah, and I think that's helpful too, because that's probably the biggest thing that blows my mind is because I'm like, I used to be the person that's being interviewed. Now I get to interview everyone.
Yeah.
Huh, this is interesting and different. But it can get tricky too, because a lot of times it blends my worlds. So if I see a music artist and it's like, okay, wait, am I singing? Like, no, I'm interviewing them. How is this happening? So it's like a dance that's going on in my mind. It takes a minute for me to blend the worlds.
So season 3 is coming up.
Season 3 is coming up. Yes, it is.
Season 1 and 2, big success,
wow,
winning
you.
Awards, all kinds of Emmy nominations. I don't know. Is there something else that comes after EGOT? Is there another letter?
A second EGOT.
It'd be like double EGOT squared.
Double EGOT. You know, maybe. Yes. Well, no. One day it'll happen. So, yeah, but the blessing and the gift of it all is the people, is the show, is the love, the camaraderie, the celebration, and being together, you know?
So what's next on the show? A successful third season, renewed.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Already great, but what are we looking
forward
to?
Thank you. So much more, you know, and I'm going to get my feet wet that much more. And I'm the kind of, like I always say, you always see me try, and I want to continue to grow. This is a new industry for me, and so it's like, I'll get better at life, and I love that everyone is going on this journey with me, no different than they did when I was on American Idol. This is just the next chapter, the new chapter, and that's what has allowed me to get this far through all the support and love of everyone, and this is us doing it together. So I just want to continue to make this a happy place, a safe place, a place that everyone they feel they can come to anytime, and that's what it's starting to feel like. You know, everybody comes in, from the guests, they feel at home.
Yeah.
The audience, they feel at home. The staff and the crew, we are at home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel like it's supposed to be, and how what I want this home of the Jennifer Hudson Show to reflect for everyone.
It's amazing how it feels that way.
Thank you.
I got a room.
See?
When I came here,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to sit down with Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
She agreed to do it.
Of course.
All of her people have been amazingly helpful. And I came here, they gave me a room, had my name on it.
See?
I was like, is somebody else coming here?
Mm-hmm.
You need me to straighten it up? Like, why is my name on the room? So that's the energy that
yes.
you guys just focus on making people feel like.
That's what it's supposed to feel like in my house, honey. Yes, sir.
All right. Couple more, and then I'm
no
out. I appreciate you doing all
no,
of this.
No problem.
With all, you talk about the happy place. Mm-hmm. You talk about voices and giving mm-hmm. people that option. Doing outreach, charitable work, mm-hmm. community work is very important to you.
Yes.
Tell me about it. And
yes. As you know, I always say, it's nothing like seeing others being blessed from your blessings, and I've been blessed to achieve so much and receive so much. And so I like to use my platform, my gifts, and whatever that is to just bless the world and help people in any way I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's singing, sing. If I can give something, I want to give something. If I could just be there, I want to be there and just help uplift the world. I do love kids and helping out with babies and the children because they are our future and things like that. So that holds a special place in my heart. And just making a difference because that's what it's about. Other than that, it's in vain.
I feel like that answers my last question, but we end every episode of The Pulse with the theme of the show is use
mm-hmm.
your voice for good.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the phrase, use your voice for good, what does that mean to you?
Yes, use your voice for good. Like, it's one thing to make a change, but make a positive change. And if you're going to make a difference, make a positive difference. You're going to say something, do something good. Do something that's going to make a difference. And how to start doing that is use our voice to set in a good example, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it for me. I'm going to share before I get out of here, because I'm here now.
You're here now.
Like, we chilling.
You need some? You thirsty? Yeah, you get your cup.
It's
okay.
All good. So I've been in L.A. for a couple days
mm-hmm.
and talked to different people and went different places. I have never seen someone who everyone from the executives to the crowd to other people in the media
wow.
talked about how warm you are,
aww.
How they're pulling for you, how, and these are people who had no reason to lie to me. I work
wow.
for them. You know? So they're sitting there sharing all this information.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, I really want to meet her. It would have to feel good that how people talk about you when you're not around.
Wow. This is about to bring tears to my eyes. That's means everything. I always say I couldn't live this life without you. And I don't know. It's like, one, it's a blessing in that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm cheering for everyone just the same. And again, I couldn't make it without them. But it brings me to what my mother used to say. She like, my favorite thing about you, Jenny, is not the wars that you have, but the human that you are. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's what I like to see, no matter who we are. I don't care what boss it is, how much money you got, what you've done, what you ain't done did. I want to meet your human first, and I want you to meet mine. You know what I mean? And I think as long as we lead from the heart, then that makes the difference. And that makes me feel like you guys see my heart, and I hope to see theirs just the same. So that just touched my heart. Thank you guys for all the love and support.
I get it now. I'm another person who will be sharing that story.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you being my 100th episode.
Yay.
I could not have picked
Congratulations!
Yeah, hey.
Come on!
We made it.
See, we celebrating you. I'm just trying to tell you.
I'm going to get well, no, I can't sing. I'm not going to get a Tony.
Come on. You don't say it.
I got a local Emmy.
I'm an E. Ain't nothing is just.
Right.
Nothing is just. You got an E, and then what else you want?
I mean, I can't sing. I got what
you ain't
I
got
wanted
to sing.
Today. I appreciate
it. It's going to lead to whatever you say it's going to be.
Okay.
Speak As
it into
the
existence.
Song from the show say, you got to speak it in your day because it's in what you say, okay?
I appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're having a good time.
I had a great time.
As cool as this episode was for me and hopefully for you, I want to thank you for the other 99 episodes, the encouragement, the support. We had no idea when we launched this show, one, that we would be able to get some of the cool guests that we've had on, but two, that you would be so supportive and encouraging, be part of the team and the Pulse family. And for that, I and all of the amazingly talented people who you don't see as often are absolutely grateful. And we appreciate you. I want to remind you that all the podcasts are available places where you can subscribe to podcasts, and Fox Local has all of our shows, 100 of them, right at your fingertips. Thank you, and I leave you today as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.